Jonah Coleman powered in for a red zone touchdown against Denver's first team defense at Camp Day 8, drawing congratulations from Quinn Miners on his way back to the huddle, per Zach Stevens at DNVR Sports back on August 8th. 6 days later, he ran for multiple first downs in the preseason win at Atlanta, per Tim Lynch at Mile High Report. For a rookie whose June profile was all compliments and no evidence, that is two pieces of actual evidence in 1 week. The June read on Coleman was deliberately cold. Sean Payton spent the spring praising his fourth-round pick, and expectations moved on the compliments alone. Our position? June praise for fourth-round backs is the cheapest currency in football. It predicts nothing at a standard we would cite, and the results had not started. We said the trade on offer was praise now, evidence later, and that we would grade the evidence when it arrived. We also flagged the room, two paid claims ahead of him in J.K. Dobbins and R.J. Harvey, three backs, one ball. The evidence has started arriving, and the room changed shape the same week. The camp touchdown came against starters, not camp bodies, and Stevens's reporting credits the runs with patience and vision on inside work, the traits that translate. The Atlanta outing added live game chain moving. Then, on August 10th, Dobbins left practice with a soft tissue injury and later sat the opener, and the beat, per Charles Goldman at A to Z Sports, immediately framed Coleman and Harvey as suddenly critical to the backfield. That is not a job. It is, however, precisely the kind of opening the June read said would have to appear before the praise could become production. Does the June read hold? Complicated. Our skepticism was about the absence of proof, and proof is now trickling in while the depth chart softens above him. The core caution stands: one good week in August is still a small sample, but the direction is unmistakably up. Next week, the checkable we set in June, whether Coleman gets the third down and 2 minute snaps over Harvey against Green Bay, plus Dobbins's practice status. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.